From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, March 23rd, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the Capitol News, Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Greene County Legislature, on a vote of 12-2 on March the 21st, approved a resolution to authorize a $51.42 million loan from the U.S. Department of Agricultural Rural Development Agency to finance the construction of a new county jail. The action taken locked in a 3.5% interest rate. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said, and I quote, "You pretty much can't get below this number for a 30-year loan. They, the USDA, wanted to complete the application process," end quote. Legislators have been engaged in discussions about the possibility of a shared jail facility with Columbia County, but the legislators' Public Safety Committee on March the 12th rejected a measure to authorize a feasibility study of the project. Groden said, although the loan to build a new facility has now been authorized, the shared jail proposal is not permanently off the table, adding any legislator can bring the topic up again. Windham legislator Lori Torgensen, who, along with fellow Democrat Catskill Representative Kevin Lennon, voted against the funding resolution, was not surprised it passed. "The concept of locking in a low interest rate is good if the county actually needs a new jail," she said. Torgensen said, and I quote, "The county has done its due diligence and needs to continue to move forward in not building a jail. We can do that and we can save the county a whole lot of money," end quote. Discussions about a shared jail concept with Columbia County will continue, Torgensen said. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Amelia Teasdale is reporting for the Columbia paper. Kinderhook Village Code Enforcement Officer Glenn Smith has asked the village board to consider adopting a zombie property ordinance. Smith said the ordinance would help the village to impose maintenance plans and inspections for vacant or abandoned so-called zombie properties. At the March 14th village board meeting, Smith said, and I quote, "It's been kind of a problem for the village of Kinderhook," end quote. Smith says the village needs to pass the ordinance to become part of the state registry of vacant and abandoned properties. If the village passes the ordinance, village code enforcement can inspect the properties, request a maintenance plan from the mortgage holder, and charge a $100 fee. Being part of the registry will be a significant help, Smith said. He said, and I quote, "This is going to make it a lot easier," end quote, to find out who owns an abandoned vacant property. He said that now it's, and I quote, "next to impossible to find the owner who is responsible," end quote. Smith has also proposed the towns of Austerlitz and Stuyvesant adopt the same law. And you can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Amanda Purcell is reporting for the Columbia Green Media. Hudson City School District Superintendent Maria Stuttermeyer assured the public and the Hudson Common Council on March the 20th the sale of John L. Edwards Primary School would be an open and transparent process. Stuttermeyer said the State Street School will go on the market when it is vacated by the end of the summer. She said, and I quote, "The Board of Education has been in conversation with the district leadership that we do want to sell the building," end quote. She added, and I quote, "It has to be approved by the voters. We can't sell it for less than what we owe on the property, so we're talking in executive sessions about what the fair market value would be," end quote. Stuttermeyer said last she checked, the debt on the facility was, and I quote, "about $4 million," end quote. The building measures 90,000 square feet and contains a gymnasium and full commercial kitchen. Common Council President Thomas DiPietro said, and I quote, "There will be a public meeting about it in the future where everyone will have the opportunity to say what they think should be done with the building," end quote. School district officials are interested in hearing input from the city, county, and public about the sale, Stuttermeyer said. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. And finally, the Times Union is reporting that Catskill is one of five villages in New York identified by the state comptroller's office as, and I quote, "susceptible to physical stress," end quote, or some form of physical trouble. DiNapoli's office evaluated a total of 529 villages statewide and found physical stress was relatively low among all but 10 villages. Island Park, a village with a population of over 2,000 located in southern Nassau County, topped the list in significant physical stress. The village of Ellenville in Ulster County was one of four villages identified as in moderate physical stress. The comptroller's office also looked at the finances of 17 cities across New York State, and Long Beach, Nassau County was found to be in significant fiscal stress. DiNapoli's office looks at financial indicators, including year-end fund balance, cash position, and patterns of operating deficits. You can read that full story in the Times Union. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a slight chance of rain and snow showers between 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. today, then a slight chance of rain showers after 2 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 41 degrees. For Friday night, a slight chance of rain and snow showers before 9 p.m., then a slight chance of snow showers between 9 p.m. and 11 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy tonight with a temperature low of 26 degrees. Now your forecast for the weekend. On Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 38 degrees. Saturday night, a slight chance of snow showers before 7 p.m., then a slight chance of rain and snow showers between 7 p.m. and 8 p.m., then a slight chance of snow showers after 8 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 24 degrees. And on Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 39 degrees. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 23. Sunrise today was at 6:53 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:10 p.m. That will give us 12 hours and 17 minutes of daylight. 3 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 23rd day of March, 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.